the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
Hallelujah, 奉主圣名证道。
Year 2016 has just began. God's blessing be with you, all the brothers and sisters here in the Baldwin Park Church.
2016年已经来到，愿神呢保守我们伯恩教会所有的弟兄姐妹。
And the New Year's are beginning with this cold. So I'm a little bit blessing is because I can rest a few days.
因为我在新年一开始就有点着凉，所以呢，很感谢神，我还有几天可以休息。
This topic is in the Psalm chapter 107. I hope I can edify all the with this message with the brother and sister.
我今天晚上想要利用这个诗篇107篇的第30节这里来跟大家一起来分享，跟大家彼此造就。
Psalm chapter 107.
我们请看诗篇第107篇。
107 from verse 23 to 30.
我们从23节看到30节。
Yeah, 23 to 31.
23节到31节，23节到31节。
Those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on a great water, they have seen the works of the Lord and his wonders in the depth. Verse 25. For he spoke and raised up a stormy wind, which lifted up the waves of the sea. 26. They rose up to the heavens.They went down to the depths. Their soul melted away in their misery. Verse 27. They reeled and staggered like a drunken man and were at their wits' end. Verse 28. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out their distresses.29. It caused the storms to be still, so that the waves of the sea were hushed. Verse 30. Then they were glad because they were quiet. So he guided them to their desired heaven. 31. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for his wonders to the sons of men.Psalm chapter 137 has mainly have these five sections.
在诗篇107篇有是个第五卷的开始。
Each section is the finished word of this, just like verse 31.
就像三十一节这里一样。
And so the we find out 107 verse 8.
在107篇的第八节。
So let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness, for his wonders to the sons of men. So these words in the verse 8 and 15 and on 21 and 31 and 43, in this way to make five different sections.
用我们同样的看到，但愿人因神的慈爱和他向人所行的启示都称赞他，记载在第八节、第十五节、21节、31节，还有43节这里，把这个诗篇分成了五个段落。
Because life is a journey. Life is like travelers.
因为我们人生就好像在世上的一个旅程一样。
We never be the same place. Once we move on to the next day.That which is the tomorrow, then today never coming back to us the same like today.
有的时候我们从一个地方移到另外一个地方，就好像旅人一样。昨天过去了，它是永远不会再回来的。
We continue to move on our traveling of our life.
我们继续的往前走在我们人生的道路上面。
It's important that we can set a certain destiny so that we reach to there. We can feel that we can.What we accomplished, what we gain out of what our traveling.
我们必须要在人生设定一个目标，等到我们到达那个目标之后，就可以知道说我们人生这个旅程到了哪一个点。
Life, we know that we always thirsty about something. That's a human life.
对人来说，我们总是对某些东西有一些渴望。
You see, that's why we human accomplishment is great, and not regardless in a religion.
那对我们人来说呢，人的某些成就呢是很重要的，不管是在任何的宗教。
Find out the human technologies or the cultures, only human can do that.
在人类的文化做一些发现，只有人类才有办法达成这样的目标。
God gave us this wonderful intellectual mind and also all this wisdom upon in our life.
神赐给我们的智慧，还有这些在我们心里面的。
Doesn't mean that a life we always what we seeking, what we achieving is always to benefit to us.
那在我们生活上面所追求的，我们去想要达成的，都是对我们自己本身有益处的。
Sometimes what gaining that we carry is sometimes become a burdensome.
但是呢，有的时候往往我们所得来的劳碌得来的东西，往往是会成为我们身上的重担。
Sometimes what we accomplishment it turn out to be become a poison. Sometimes it turn out to be become our cause of a destruction of our entire life too.
有的时候我们自己呢，我们自己的成就了，反而会成为我们毁灭自己的一个因素。
It's a human life. We can say this is a journey on the road.
对我们的人来说呢，就好像走在一条漫长的人生道路上。
Jesus mentioned that true weakness, many people seeking the right way, but many people actually seeking the way actually is wide open. That many people go there.But end up to lead them to the destructions.
那我们很多人呢，选择了他自己的所要走的那条路，但是更多人选择那条又宽又大的路，领他们到死亡跟毁灭。
So it is really, we have to think about our life. Life is not that long.
有的时候我们思考一下，我们的人生似乎没有我们想象的那么久。
Life moves on very fast.
有的时候我们觉得说，人生好像又过得非常的快。
We have to clarify it. Where we are heading to.
我们必须要去很明确的发现到说，我们到底往哪个方向在前进呢
？So when you go to in a mountainside, you trekking or hiking on the way mountain.
当你去在一个走在一个登山步道上面的时候
，and you need to have a clear destiny.
你必须要一个很明确的目标。
Otherwise, we lost easily our journey.
要不然你在这个登山的路径上非常容易迷失。
But end up our journey turn out to be painful and turn out to be empty-handed.
那你的这个人生旅程呢，可能会导致你非常的痛苦，让你空手而返。
Now we'll find out the life of Solomon.
我们看到所罗门的一生。
It was at the beginning, his journey is very clear. What his goal for.His life.
在他人生的初期呢，他的目标非常的明确，非常的明显。
What his accomplishment is great, and God bless him, and because he built the wonderful temple of God to glorify the name of God.
因为呢，他为神建造了那么荣美的圣殿，神也因此祝福他。
Eventually lost the way.
但是呢，后来他却迷失了他自己的方向。
The part of the end of his life is in the truly lost his way and end up, whatever he trying to gain for his life to be satisfied, end up, he gained the vanity.
那后来呢，他不管想要为自己拿获得更多的东西，但是到后来呢，只是迎来更多的虚空而已。
God even show him all the way, but he never choose the right path.
神也向他显现说正确的道路，但是他却没有选择了那一条正确的道路。
You know, we cannot say, I mean, we can say that he cannot reach to the right destiny, which is the city where the God provided.
那我们可以说呢，他没有办法达到那个正确的目标，就是说神为他准备的那条道路。
So it's a blessing that God lead our life now, continue this 2015 and 2016.Continually lead us in the right path.
那对我们来说是一个很大的祝福。神继续的在2016年的时候继续的来带领我们。
So Psalm chapter 107, the first part is our path.
那在诗篇107篇前面提到说我们的道路是什么呢？
Second point, Psalm chapter 107 mentioned about the prisoners.
那在第二段的时候呢，提到了囚犯的事情。
Many times in life we find out in life we think we have full of freedom.
有的时候我们觉得说呢，我们活在这个自由的地方，充满了自由啊。
Many times we are controlled by the desire, which is from the this world, from the given from the greedy mind. There's a lot of things, you know, that distracts ourselves, leading our direction to the wrong direction. We are capturing by the mind and we become prisoners.
有的时候呢，我们觉得我们活得非常自由，但是呢，我们往往呢受制于我们的成功，我们自己的欲望，然后被这些人，被这些我们所要的东西给捆绑住了。
So Psalm 107 verse 10, and it describes as a darkness, within the darkness, and the, which is the, it's a prisoners and misery and in the chain.
在第诗篇107篇的第十节呢，就记载说，那些坐在黑暗中死印里的人，被困苦和铁链捆锁。
Maybe possibly 2015 in our life, we can look back ourselves, if we are under the certain kind of pressure from the world and our desire and our something that in this world, you know, capturing our life, then hopefully 2016 we can open ourselves, you know, unchain ourselves, we come to the Lord, we follow the truth.
我们回去看，回头看看我们的2015年的时候，我们人是不是？我们自己是不是被我们的欲望所捆绑住了呢？那在2016年的时候，我们是不是能够呢摆脱这些锁链呢，走向一个走向神的那个道路？
Well, if we have a desire to getting out, God help us.
如果我们心里能够渴望得到自由，神他会来帮助我们。
So the verse 14, the writer says, he brought them out of the darkness and the shadow of the death, and broke the bands apart.
十四节说，他从黑暗中和死印里领他们出来，折断他们的绑锁。
I hope we all have a victories in our Christian life in 2006, and we all become we are winners and victorious of our life.
希望我们在2016年的时候呢，身为一个基督徒，我们能够有一个胜利成功的一个基督徒生活。
And never our life turn to be also to be a foolishness.
有的时候我们好像生活得很愚蠢。
We look at the verse on and the verse after the mention about and the fools and the mention of the third part.
这里也提到说呢，愚妄人所做的事情。
Is it verse 17 says fools because of their rebellious way?
这个愚妄人因为自己的过犯。
We have many times we talk about, you know, the Israelites. They are so foolish. They are so foolish.
有的时候，我们常常引用以色列人的例子来提到说他们如何的愚笨。
I realize I myself many times I say, oh, I'm so foolish too.
有的时候，我觉得我自己在回想我自己很多次，我觉得我自己为什么那样的愚妄呢
？How much I waste my time? How much what I have done is not right things to do actually.
为什么我浪费那么多的时间做了那么多不好的事情？
Sometimes we invite in all the suffering and all the stress because it's not because of God. God just offer us, but because we create us many times.
有的时候我们好像面对很多的压力，但是呢，并不是神给我们，往往是我们自己去造成那么多的压力的。
But then we come back to God and we cry out to God.
但是呢，当我们回转面向神，向神哭求的时候
，And then He save us from the foolishness to lead us life to be the wise way.
神会把我们拯救，让我们离开那个愚妄的事，然后进入他永生的生命里。
After third one is now this is the today we talk this tonight. This one is a sailor's life.
那这里提到的是一个航海人的生活。
Now, life is like a sailor sailing.
那有的时候我们的人生好像在航海一样。
I'm scared about the, you know, the water. So once I move into the deeper water, then I'm scared. So
我自己很怕水。如果水到比较水深的地方的时候，我会觉得蛮害怕的。
So I never get into the deeper place yet in my life.
所以呢，我从来没有到过水深的地方去。
Yeah, and one time I just get on the sailing boat.
有一次呢，我上了一艘那个小帆船。
And then the you know spread sail sailing and then and getting out of the from the harbor.
然后呢，从这个港口慢慢的航行出去。
I was on the way at the beginning is fun.
那一开始的时候觉得还蛮有趣的。
But once getting further out of the, you know, the harbor, then feels a little scared.
然后在越来越远离港口的时候，我自己觉得越来越害怕了。
Especially the, you know, weather is getting cooler, and then the winds blow stronger.
那当这个天这个风越来越吹越冷，然后呢，天气越来越暗的时候。
And then because the time is getting afternoon, so we turn back and then back to the, you know, harbor.
那因为是快要太阳快要下山，所以我们是折返要回港口。
But it's a wind blow against which is a toward outside of the sea.
那因为呢，风是反方向的吹。
And so the little boat, you know, the boat, there's a the motor is sticking with something, so have to sailing into the harbor.
因为这个船的螺旋桨呢，好像有什么东西卡住了，所以他要开回来的时候。
I realize it was a very tough time to getting into the harbor. Because wind is against it.
对，因为刚好那个风又是逆风的情形，所以呢很。要回来的时候是很困难的。
But find out that the sea, you know, outside the sea is not always of a gentle breed and always, you know, a favor to us, always, you know, to always our side.
所以当你出了港口之后，你会发现到说这个海面呢，并不是永远是风平浪静的。
Sea weather is always just dramatically change, and it sometimes it's against us, sometimes for us.It's constantly changing.
那在海上的气候呢，是经常有非常剧烈的变化。有的时候对我们很好，有的时候呢是非常的令人害怕的。
Christian life is a sailing in the sea.
同样的，基督的生活就好像在海面上航行一样。
Now I'll find out the verse from 23. We find out here, verse from 23.
我们看看二十三节。
23 to 25.
二十三节到二十五节。
Those who go down to the sea in ships.Who do business on great waters. They have seen the work of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. Verse 25. For he spoke and raised up stormy winds, the which lifted up the waves of the sea.
23节，在海上坐船，在大水中经理事务的24节，他们看见神的作为，并他在深水中的奇事。25节。因他一吩咐，狂风就起来，海中的波浪也扬起。
Ultimately, surely God leading us into our desired heaven.
我知道呢，神他一定会带领我们进入到他所为我们预备的天国。
But our journey to the sailing is not peaceful.
但是呢，在我们这个航海的这段期间呢，并不是永远都是风平浪静的。
So those who sailing in the sea, We need to have a wisdom.
所以呢，在海上行船的人必须要拥有智慧。
Now we'll find out verse 23 says, Those who go down to the sea in ship, who do business on a great water, they have seen the work of the Lord.
所以提到说呢，在海上坐船，在大水中经理事务的，他们看见了神的作为。
Hope like this, you and I, we know the sea.
我希望呢，我们大家都对海非常的了解。
Another way is that we know our life.
另外一个角度来说呢，对我们的自己的这个生命呢，是不是有所了解
？Our life never coming into us as a simple formula. 1 + 1 = 2.
因为在我们的生命当中呢，从来没有很简单的事情。
The formula can be dramatically changed based upon the God's way too.
那我们的生命呢？可以很简单，按照神的一句话就完全的就改变了。
I find out when Joseph's life when he was sold to the Egypt.
我发现到呢，在约瑟他当他被卖到埃及的时候
，until the life his was grown up under his father's until the age about 17, his life was everything is a favor to him his side.
从他小时候一直到十七岁的时候，他父亲送要他出去的时候，他的生活都是过得非常的美好的。
Just even all his brothers envy him, jealous him.
甚至他所有的弟兄都非常羡慕他，而且嫉妒。
In such kind of comfortable way, he grown up his life.
在这之前呢，他过着一个非常舒适安逸的生活。
But after he was sold to the Egypt, life is changed.
但是当他被卖到埃及的时候，他的生活就整个改变过来。
It storms upon in his life.
在他生命当中呢，出现了一个大的风暴。
The life there's it's very hard to take it for such kind of young man to be alone.
对一个独年轻人自己来说，他很难独自去面对这样的转变。
Because nowadays we have a lot of friends around us, maybe because we have a family, or you know, okay, we have a Bible, whatever. Because a lot of things around us helping us support us, so we can help ourselves to be overcome it.
今天如果我们遇到任何的事情，在我们身旁有朋友、有弟兄姐妹、有我们的家人，有很多的事物来支持着我们。
But we find out that Joseph's life, when the storm came upon in his life, that when he's on a sailing, everything is upside down.
当约瑟在航行在他的人生旅程的时候呢，这样的风暴就突然就临到他的身上了。
But he understands the meaning of life.
但是呢，他了解的人生的意义
在哪里。He knows that life is belongs to God's hand.
他知道他的生命是掌握在神的手中。
He never give up on his life and such kind of stormy ways.
所以呢，在他的生命当中呢，不管在暴风里面，他从来没有放弃过神。
He wants to be upright himself, that he walk in even in the Gentile place. He wants to be a good person.
他希望活出一个神的样子，就算是他活在外邦人的世界当中，他也是想要这么去做。
We know that his life about 13 years, he have going into the such kind of a stormy life actually.
我们知道，在他大概是13年的生活，他过着他每天都生活在一个就像暴风雨的一个情况之下。
After the storm came down,
但是呢，当暴风雨停息之后
，another favor winds blow to in his life.
温暖的顺风开始帮助他了。
Life has changed.
他的生命就有了明显的改变。
And the which is a prisoner turned out to be the prime minister.
他摇身从囚犯变成了一个宰相。
But he understands the meaning of sailing.
所以说他，我们知道他约瑟充分的了解到航海的意义。
And also he toured to the end of his life. He never he himself his body to be buried in the Egypt.
在他的晚年的时候，他也知道说他的。他不能够被埋葬在埃及地。
He knows that his life is not belongs to there.
他知道呢，他的生命并不属于埃及这个地方。
That's not a place that God led him to be forever.
他知道呢，神并不希望他在那里永远的住着。
He knows the where is the desired haven.
他知道呢，哪里是他这个舒适的港口。
He wants to bury his born in his father's land.
他想要把自己葬在他父亲的坟墓那里。
Because he understands his life.
因为他明白他自己人生的意义。
He knows the life as a soldier, so we can say.
他也明白说他自己是一个精兵的意义。
Let us understand the life. We are sailing. We came to this world. We are to the journey to the certain destiny.
那我们来到这个世上，在这个世上的海面上航行到某一个目标。
And sometimes there's a storm came upon us.
有的时候我们遇到了暴风雨。
We can say, God, why it happened to me?
神啊，为什么让这件事情临到我？
But don't be too discouraged.
但是呢，并不要因此的灰心丧志。
Because that's not to the end of our life.
那并不是我们在世上人生的终点。
That's the part of our sailing on the middle of the sailing on the sea.
那只是在我们人生航海的路程当中的一个小插曲而已。
But we can holding God as our creator.
但是呢，我们把神紧紧抓住，因为他是创造我们的人。
Because we find out in Moses and the Joseph, all that they find out the God's grace, and also King David also God's grace they find out upon the during the time of their stormy weathers.
在约瑟、摩西以及大卫的身上都可以看到呢，神在上面。的人生旅程当中加入了暴风雨的例子。
The important thing is we can continue to trust in God. We believe in Him. He's our Almighty God. He's a Creator. He's our Savior.
但是呢，重要的是我们要能够继续的信靠神，相信他是造物者，能够保护我们，安慰我们。
Sometimes I see that in the journey of a Christian life, some people on the way, middle of the way, they're discouraged, end up to start coming to church.Or they stop joining to the Christian life.
有的时候我在想说呢，这个有些人呢，在他们基督徒的这个航海的行程中，有些人就停下来了，有些人就迷失了方向。
Because of that, we do not look at our true life of Christianity.
因为我们并没有真正看清楚一个基督徒生命的真正意义在哪里。
Deceived by the Satan, or deceived by our our doubtful heart.
有的时候呢，被魔鬼欺骗；有的时候被自己的欲望所欺骗了。
And also, because life, when I was sailing on the sea, it's good to we can be wise way to maneuver by the winds.
有的时候呢，我们在航海的时候呢，必须要用一点智慧。如果能够借着风力的话呢，我们的航行就会更顺利。
The many times we think we are very smart enough, we can do everything.
有的时候我们人觉得说，我们似乎是非常聪明，我们可以做任何的事情。
But it is good to we can subject to God's way.
但是呢，有的时候呢，我们如果呢顺从神的旨意。
Now, let's turn to the book of James, chapter 4.
我们请看雅各书第四章。
James chapter 4, verse 13.
雅各书的第四章的十三节。
James chapter 4, verse 13 to 15.
雅各书的第四章的十三节到十五节。
James chapter 4, verse 13 to 15.
雅各书第四章十三节到十五节。
Come now, you who say today or tomorrow.We shall go to such a city and spend a year there and engage in the business and make a profit. 14.
14.
Yet, you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanished away. 15. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and also do this or that. I think.Christian wisdom is here what James mentioned about the verse 13 to 15.
在这里呢，雅各书提到了呢，一个基督徒应该有怎么样的智慧呢
？I think the year is 2016. We just started, so everybody have some kind of plan that we set it out, you know, in our heart.
我想在2016年的时候，我们每个人在心里面都有对新的一年有所计划了。
It's important that we can put our plan upon the God's hand.
但是更好的是呢，如果我们能把我们的计划呢交在神的手上。
Instead we handle it, but let God can handle it.
如果说我们想要掌握我们自己的生命，还不如把我们自己的生命交在神的手中。
On the sea, man, there's not many things we can do it.
当我们人真的在航海的行程当中呢，我们人能够做的事情实在是不多。
That we need His hands upon us to lead us in our desired, the desired haven.
我们更需要神呢，把我们带领到我们所要去的那个天堂。
And also, we Psalm chapter 107, we find out these passages. When the storm comes, and our life has a lot of such kind of suffering, even.Even toward the line.
当暴风雨临到我们的生命当中的时候，有的时候我们会觉得非常非常的痛苦。
Let's go back to 107.
我们请看诗篇107篇
verse 26.
我们请看26节
and 27.
27节
26 and 27.
26节和27节。
And they rose up to the heaven, they went down to the depth, and their salt melted away in their misery. 27.
27节。
They reeled and staggered like a drunken man, and were at the wit's end, which is here mentioned about, you know, which is kind of upside down, I can say.
那这个时候呢，他们的生命呢，真的是。被颠倒了。
Sometimes because of such kind of under the situation, sometimes we doubt about God's grace also too.
有的时候，当我们遇到这样的情况的时候，我们会怀疑到神曾经给我们的恩惠。
And we say, "Why me?"
我们会对神说呢，为什么是我呢
？But remember, no matter what circumstance, as long as we trust in God, believing, we are holding God and.He's the one actually holding our life.
那不管发生什么样的事情，我们都要紧紧的抓住神。我们的神，他是掌管我们的生命的。
Sometimes a storm comes because of our own mistake.
有的时候呢，我们遇到暴风雨呢，是因为我们自己个人的错误。
Sometimes a storm came because of God's purposes allow us to testing our faith too.
那有的时候暴风雨临到我们的生命当中呢，是因为神要借这个机会来试炼我们。
Well, like a Job's case, Job, when he was his righteous man.
我们知道呢，约瑟他是一个义人。
But Satan actually stirring the God and let his life to be suffered under the great suffering, so God allowed him to happen.
哦，说了，约伯他是一个义人，但是呢，神却让容许撒旦来试探约伯。
We find out that his suffering, they reach up to even the tour to the very extreme, you know, the situation actually.
那事实上呢，约伯在那个时候呢，被试验到一个非常极致的一个地步了。
But he never complained to God.
但是呢，他从来没有埋怨过神。
Because God keep watch over him in his entire life while he's suffering.
那神甚至连当他在受苦的时候，也不断的在照顾他，在看顾他。
God led him to the desired haven.
但是同样的呢，神呢也是呢。把引到他们所要去的海口。
God brought him to the where, which is a different dimension of his faith, actually.
那真的是呢，神把他的信心呢提升到不同的层次了。
God blessed him.
神大大的祝福他。
Because after go through the suffering, life is changed.
那当他经过这样的困苦患难的时候呢，他的生命就转变了。
We Christian life, don't think that we are always having a happy life all the time.
不要，我们不要只是想说呢，当一个基督徒的生命当中总是快快乐乐的。
Of course, at the beginning, we say Happy New Year.
当然呢，我们在每一新年开始的时候，大家都会互道新年快乐。
But I hope that 2016 to be like a joyful New Year.
我也希望说呢，2016年呢是大家都非常喜乐的一年。
Maybe happiness is kind of an expression of our flesh.But joyful is come from God.
快乐呢是可以说是属于肉体的，但是呢，内心真正的喜乐呢是从神那里来的。
It is coming from God's blessing upon our lives through the suffering. Let our life to be joy in the Lord.
那因为从神那里来，然后让我们的患难呢成为神的祝福。
Let's turn to First Peter chapter 4.
我们看彼得前书第四章。
First Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章。
Chapter 4 verse 12.
第四章的第十二节。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 12.
彼得前书第四章第十二节。
12 and 13.
十二节是三节。
And the beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange things were happening to you. Verse 13.
13节.
But to the degree that you share the suffering of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of his glory, you may rejoice with exultations. We can participate the joy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们可以与基督一同的喜乐。
Many times after we participate his suffering.
那但是呢，之前呢，我们必须要呢跟基督呢一同的受辱。
But if the 2016 is the part of your life have gone through the difficulties.
也许呢，在2016年呢，你的生命当中呢，会有一些受到艰苦患难的事情。
The Peter mentioned, don't think that it was happening to you. It's very strange things happen to you.
所以彼得对我们说呢，不要觉得有这样的事情觉得很奇怪。
Maybe because if you don't believe in God, maybe you don't have these things happen to you maybe.
也许呢，当你不信神的时候，想说这个事情为什么会这样会发生在我的身上？
But because you believe in God,
但是正因为你相信神，
you have to go through some kind of challenge and difficulties. Maybe you have to go through.
那你是必须要经过这样的挑战和困难的。
You're willing to partake it.
你希望呢，你愿意去承受它。
But once you partake it, then you can experience of His joy eventually.
但是呢，当你去承受它的时候呢，之后你就会。能够了解到那样的喜乐的感受。
We know during the time of Peter, there's a lot of persecution upon the Christianity.
我们知道呢，在彼得时代呢，在基督徒呢，他们承受了许多逼迫的事情。
Many of the believers, they believe in God, and then they're willing to participate the suffering of their life.
很多的基督徒他们宁愿相信神呢，也他们也宁愿呢去承受那样的逼迫的事情。
But yet many of them they see the glory of God.
但是呢，当中有许多人能够看到神的荣耀。
We know the true good example like Stephen.
我们知道一个最好的例子就是的斯提凡的事情。
Because he believed in God, he preached the gospel. He stoned to death, which is his life is messed up.
所以，因为他相信神，他传神的福音被用石头打死。
But he sees the glory of God.
但是呢，他看到了神的荣耀。
And God gave him a true joy in his life.
神在他的生命当中给他了一个真正的喜乐。
He wants to rest upon his hand.
他已经安息在神的怀中。
This is what a great reward for the Stephen.
这是对斯蒂凡来说呢，是一个最大最大的一个奖赏。
Yeah, Christian suffering is always benefit.
对，对一个基督徒来说，他们所受的苦难呢？对，对他们来说都是有益处。
And not, we are not never be alone because we have all the brothers and sisters together.
我们不会觉得孤单，因为我们周遭有许多的弟兄姐妹。
And also, you can come to the Lord, you can pray to God. You never be alone. Why? God is with us. Spirit of God, especially within us, to encourage us.
我们可以到神的面前的祷告，尤其是神他的灵，他永远与我们同在。
This is the promise of the Lord Jesus, and I never let you to be the orphan alone. I'll come back to you. I'll be with you forever.
那神说呢，他不会让你独自的受苦，他一定会在这里陪伴着你的。
This one already come true to us in our life.
这是对我们，这是神对我们的生命当中的一个承诺。
We will never be alone.
我们绝对不会，神绝不会撇下我们。
God will be with us all the time.
神一定会与我们同在的。
Let's go back to 107, the last portion.
我们来看看107篇的最后一个部分。
Verse
28节。
Chapter 107, verse
28.
Then they cried out, they cried to the Lord in their troubles, and he brought them out of their distress. The one thing we find at 28, these verses is not only here, many times you know, occur in the chapter 107, actually.
这个不并不是只有在二十八节出现了，在这个整个一百零七篇当中出现了好几次。
This same repeated. They cry to the Lord.
他们说他们在困苦难中哀求神。
Of a very very similar good example is you know the Jonah.
我们可以用一个约拿这个的事情来做一个。
When Jonah doesn't want to agree with God.
约拿他对于神的这个旨意呢，并不认同。
So he rebelled against God.
所以呢，他就反叛神。
So he just you know just he instead of going go to place to preach the God, but he just turned around to a different place.
那他不听从神的话，反而反方向的要逃走。
He's supposed to go to Nineveh, but Tarsus, which is a totally different city.
他原本应该到尼尼微城去，但是他却逃往他斯去。
So on the way, he just relaxed himself on the boat.
所以呢，他在逃亡的旅程中，他在船上安静的休息。
But storm came upon it.
然后呢，这个风暴就临到。
Well, all the sailors they pray to their own God to let the storm to come down.
所有的水手们都对他们的神不停的呼求。
Nothing happened.
但是呢，什么样事情都没有发生。
So they find out that there's one that Jonah that he's sleeping on the lower deck.
但是呢，他们却发现约拿这个人怎么在船的底舱呼呼大睡。
What are you doing? Is this stormy weather? You know, we're about to die.
他说：“起来啊，你这个人啊，为什么我们大家都在呼求我们的神？你为什么在这里呼呼大睡
？”You cry to your God to also.
你也应该起来向你的神呼求啊。
He knows what's going on. This.
但是呢，约拿心里知道发生了什么事
情。He knows the storm came from God.
他知道这个风暴呢是从神那里来的。
Because he did against God.
因为他并不顺从神的命令。
So he asked the sailors, "Just cast me into the sea."
他只是对水手说呢，把我捆起来丢到海里面去。
So he willing to die on the sea.
他宁愿就这样子死。
So this way he wants to save all the people.
他宁愿用这样的方式去解救全船人的性命。
So they cast him into the sea.
所以呢，他们把约拿绑起来丢到海里面去。
Truly the storm came down.
真的风浪就立时平静了。
But God is grace.
他们就归荣耀给真神。
So God prepared the big, you know, fish and just swallow him into his stomach.
之后呢，神也安排一条大鱼，就把约拿吞到他的肚子里。
But in there, the Jonah he repented.
那在鱼的肚子里，约拿开始的悔改的祷告。
He cried out to God.
他向神哭求。
Ask God to save him.
求神来解救他。
Ask him another mercy so that he can see the God's grace. God heard his voice.
神也听了他的祷告。
It's important that we men is we are not perfect.
我们知道我们人并不是完全的。
Maybe because until today we are very perfect person.
有的时候想说到现在我大概已经是一个完全人了。
It doesn't mean that tomorrow still we are perfect.
但是呢，明天也是一样，你还不是一个完全人。
We have to understand man is weak.
我们知道呢，人是非常软弱的。
As long as flesh within us,
因为呢，我们人带着肉体。
We have to admit that we our own weakness.
我们必须要承认我们有自己的软弱的地方。
Anytime we can make a mistake.
在任何时候，我们都可能犯一个错误。
But yet after mistake, what we're going to do? That is the matter.
但是呢，在我们犯了错误之后，我们要做什么呢？那才是一个重要的问题。
2016, if we make the mistake,
在2016年，如果我们犯了一个错误的时候
，Never leave it alone.
绝对不要把它撇在那里。
Never leave the sin continue to grow to be stronger to be the monster to destroy our faith.
绝对不要让那个错误越变越大，成为一个猛兽来吞噬我们。
Especially when God showing us all the stormy weight in our life, to showing us let us repent right away. We better repent.
特别是神在暴风雨当中向我们显现的时候，我们要马上向神祷告。
Why David's life was such a blessed by God? Because he repent right away.
为什么大卫受神那么多的祝福？是因为他马上就悔改了。
He committed a serious sin enough to be killed by God.
他犯了一个很严重的错误，足以让神来击打他。
Yet he truly repented in front of God.
但是呢，他向神真正的悔改祷告。
God listened to his voice.
神也听从了他的祷告。
So hope that we are this verse. What I learned verse 20 is that they cried to the Lord.
我们从这里看到说，他们在苦难中哀求神。
Many times we losing the true spirit of prayer.
很多时候呢，我们失去了一个真正的祷告精神。
Do not let our prayer to be like a habitual prayer. The habit of prayer is very precious.
我们有个祷告的习惯是很好，但是呢，不要让我们的祷告成为惯性。
But not the habitual way, which is like a Pharisees and Sadducees.
那不要像法利赛人、撒杜盖人那样子的。假的祷告，虚假的祷告。
There's a form, but there's no inside of the true substance of prayer.
在有一个祷告的形式呢，但是没有祷告的内在。
We cry out to God.
我们向神哭求。
So that how we can recover and restore our faith.
所以呢，在暴风雨之后呢，我们能够呢恢复我们的信心。
He will lead us. This verse 29 says, "Cause the storm to be still." This is the blessing of God.
29节这里说呢，风浪起。狂风止息，波浪也平静了。
Surely God lead us into our desired haven.
他就引他们到所愿去的海口。
God is a merciful God.
神是一个充满怜悯的神。
God always leading us, always bring us, deliver us from the distress.
神呢，常常会把我们从这个患难当中领出来。
Always end up to leading us the peaceful way.
他用他的平安的方法把我们带领出来
，and also giving us a true joy in our life.
那在我们生命当中赐给我们真正的平安跟喜乐。
So the verse 30 says they were glad because they were quiet, so he guided them to their desired heaven.
就像三十节说的，风息浪静，他们便欢喜，他就引他们到所愿去的海口。
2016, God will lead us to our desired haven, so we all be joyful in the Lord.
在2016年，神会引领到我们到所愿去的海口，我们就会在神里面当中享受他的喜乐。
Let us sing him 200.
我们来唱赞美诗200首。
Ask God to give us wisdom.
求主赐给我们智慧。
And give us a courage.
也赐给我们勇气。
So the 2016, we are on the sailing in this world.
所以当我们在这2016年在航行在这个市场的时候。
Maybe there's a challenges.
也许我们遇到了挑战。
Or sometimes a favorable way to blowing the wind so can helping us too.
有的时候呢神会借着风来帮助我们。
But no matter what circumstance, we understand God's guidance, and we can trust in Him.
不管遇到什么样的环境，都要相信神的带领，我们可以信靠神。
And when we mistake, that we can cry out to God.
也许我们犯了错误，但是我们仍然可以向神哀求。
So eventually lead us in our desired haven, that reach to the right place, so we can thanksgiving to God at the end of this year.
所以呢，神他也会呢带领我们到我们所要去的海口。
Don't lay down, pray together.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.